Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Monday afternoon. We hear over the weekend about Jeffrey Epstein, right? He's a billionaire. And he's a pedophile. And he traffics in young girls. But he's got some, and he's got some high-powered friends. And you remember we spoke a couple of weeks ago about the new charges that were being brought against him, and because they involved the feds, I wanted to bring in a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, Jimmy Galliano, to offer his observations and insight on that, and he did. And now we have Epstein committing suicide while in the custody of the federal government. So back to Jimmy Galliano we go. Jimmy, thanks for being here.
Jeff, good to join you. Just unbelievable, you know, news on Saturday morning. It's been 2.5 days now, and I got to tell you, my friend, with every new revealed detail, this becomes more confounding and perplexing by the minute. I still am, 2.5 days later, Jeff, stunned. That's what I am, stunned.
All right, so I want you to paint the picture for everyone of the Metropolitan Correctional Center. You, as a career FBI guy, you retire from the Bureau after a distinguished career. Most of it spent in New York City. I'd have to imagine you spent more than a couple of minutes at MCC.
So it's important for the listener to understand what purpose the Metropolitan Correctional Center serves, and it is a part of the Federal Bureau of Prisons. So, you know, we've got state prisons, we've got local jails, and then we've got federal prisons. Now, in this instance, it's not a place where somebody goes to serve a sentence. It is where you go in a pretrial capacity, meaning you've been accused of a crime, you've been arrested, and you're placed there in a holding capacity until you have your trial. And then if you're convicted, you go to some federal facility somewhere else. And if you're not convicted, then obviously you're released. In this instance, the Metropolitan Correctional Center is a place that is held. I mean, if you want to talk about a who's list of bad guys, I mean, El Chapo stayed there. John Gotti stayed there. Sammy the Bull Gravano, Bernie Madoff, Paul Manafort spent some time there, and a whole host of terrorists that were prosecuted in the Southern District of New York. So that's the purpose of this place. Now, it was built in 1975, Jeff, and it was originally slated to hold about 460 inmates. It now tops out just around 800. And I think we'll get into that in a minute, what I think could have possibly contributed to what, again, Jeff, I've got to go back to this one word, how stunning it is that a person like Jeffrey Epstein was able to, apparently, because we don't have the toxicology results and the investigation has not been concluded, but was apparently able to take his own life while in the special housing unit, a place that, I'm sorry, I cannot recall in 25 years in the Bureau, 20 of them in New York City, an inmate ever being able to successfully do, Jeff.
Wow. So if he is confined in the SHU, the special housing unit, is he supposed to be wearing regular clothing, or is there some sort of a suicide vest, you know, that rip apart sort of stuff if he's on that suicide watch?
Well, let's differentiate the two. So the special housing unit is where somebody could be placed if they were on suicide watch. Okay. But suicide watch is something separate and distinct. It takes it to another level. Okay. The special housing unit, like let's suggest that a police officer gets arrested for the crime of brutality or is accused of brutality. Right. He would be placed there because you don't want to put a police officer or, in the instance of Jeffrey Epstein, a convicted pedophile or sex trafficker, because they're at the bottom rung in the case system or the hierarchy of prisons. You put them into the special housing unit. You separate them from the general population. They don't have interface with other inmates. That's the whole purpose of that. You do it for their own protection and their own security. Now, July 23rd, Jeffrey Epstein is found in his cell, curled up in the fetal position with marks on his neck, ligature marks on his neck, like he had tried to strangle himself or tried to choke himself. All right. He was taken to the hospital medical facility. He was then either met, and I'm not sure, Jeff, in this instance, if it's a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but on staff, they had somebody there with either a PhD or an MD that would then interview them and determine whether or not that they are still considered to be a risk for suicide. Now, three ways that you get put on suicide watch in the federal penitentiary. Three ways. One is the staff or prison officials notice something that's untoward or suggest that you might be inclined to do that. Number two, you articulate that. You say, I'm going to kill myself. Or number three, and in the instance of Jeffrey Epstein, you try unsuccessfully to do it. And that's what's so baffling here is that what we know right now is that after 1 week of being on suicide watch, he remained in the special housing unit but was removed from suicide watch. And, Jeff, that is the million-dollar question that the investigation has got to get to the bottom of.
Well, let's talk about who is and is not cut out for prison, Jimmy. You mentioned some of the folks who have stayed there at MCC, right? El Chapo, John Gotti, Sammy the Bull. These are guys who looked at prison as the cost of doing business. And they would have made their way. They wouldn't necessarily have been happy about it, but let's face it, they would have been relatively comfortable in a federal pen because they were with their friends and they knew the way the system worked. Epstein, as you point out, is the lowest of the low. Chomo, right? He is a child molester, a kid toucher. Everybody there is going to look to take him out. And let's not kid ourselves. He's living on a $1 billion island. He's not cut out to do time.
Well, Jeff, you know, there was a lot of people that criticized me because in the wake of the Roger Stone arrest, you know, when the FBI sent essentially a tactical team and a number of agents and, you know, early morning arrests, and they said, why would you do that for some guy that's, you know, you're going after him for financial crimes, mm-hmm. white collar crime. Jeff, I'm telling you, the people that often were the most dangerous were the ones that had the most to lose. And right. It's the people that were either public officials that were corrupt or upstanding citizens, in quotation marks, who turned out to be sex traffickers or pedophiles, mm-hmm. people like that, people in law enforcement, people that, again, had the most to lose. Right. And that's the situation with Jeffrey Epstein yeah. because the fall was precipitous. He came a long way down from being a guy that owned his own private island, had any means necessary. He had not just a lot of means. He had infinite means. Right. And now to be facing basically the rest of his life in jail, he opted for the easy way out, or Jeff, the cowardly way out.
All right. Now, that's presuming that he committed suicide. Now, we've got every conspiracy theory out there. And you and I think, have chuckled in the past about conspiracy theories and this and that. But is it possible with less than optimal staffing? Is it possible that somebody was working too much overtime? Is it possible that somebody got to somebody and said, hey, don't come down this hallway for a half an hour. We've got some business.
Look, Jeff, I think certainly anything is possible. You and I have talked about, as you just pointed out, have talked about conspiracy theories. And after 33 years in the government, I believe firmly in what Benjamin Franklin said when he said, three people can keep a secret when two of them are dead. I just don't ascribe to the theory that, you know, lower level corrections officers could have been paid off or told to look the other way. Now, there are two concurrent investigations going on right now. The Department of Justice under Michael Horowitz's Inspector General team is going to look into this, as well as the FBI. This place, the Metropolitan Correctional Center, is one of the most videotaped, closed-circuit television oversight surveillance place that you're going to find in an island, mm-hmm. Manhattan, that's probably got more cameras per square inch than any other place on God's green earth. So I think that they will get to the bottom of this. I think the toxicology reports, people always say, the day after somebody is deceased, well, why don't you know what was in the system? Well, those things take time and testing. So that will happen, and I think we'll get to know a lot more. And then, yeah, Jeff, there are 2.2 million people incarcerated in our country, a country of 335 million people. I guess that puts it at about 0.5%. But think about that, 2.2 million people. That means that at the federal, state, and local level, our jails are just overwhelmed, over capacity. And look, could it have been that somebody worked two shifts or back-to-back shifts or three shifts in a four-shift period? Mm-hmm. You know, were they think? Yes. Could it be incompetence? Yes. Could it be indifference? Yes. And finally, is there a chance that it could have been like corruption or something more nefarious? I think a lot less likely. As I said, I'm not a conspiracy theory kind of guy, right, but I certainly think it is worth investigating how a man like this, a public figure like this, I mean, you know, enemy number one, public enemy number one that everybody knew about, how he could have killed himself in a special housing unit cell baffles the mind, and it just absolutely leaves more questions than we have answers.
Absolutely. Hey, Jimmy, before I let you go, and Jimmy Galliano is joining us, a retired FBI supervisory special agent, the go-to guy on all things law enforcement for CNN. Elizabeth Warren, who is running for president, sent out a tweet the other day where she talked about the murder of Michael Brown. And you can talk about whether you think Michael Brown in any period of his life up till that night was a good guy, bad guy, whatever. But we have blood evidence and DNA that shows the officer in that case was telling the truth. What's your reaction when you hear or see an Elizabeth Warren telling a blatant lie about that?
Absolutely infuriating. And Jeff, I got to tell you, as bad as it is for Senator Warren, she is one of 100 senators in this country, for Senator Warren to use the term murder when the Justice Department, under the Obama administration, by the way, determined that this was a righteous shoot, is bad enough. But for Senator Kamala Harris, the former attorney general for the state of California, to tweet the same thing and use the word murder, it sickens me to my core. People have righteously criticized the president for some of his rhetoric and some of his incendiary language, and I get that. But if you cannot equally look at this and suggest that two people, two prominent people on the Democratic side that have a great chance to be president, have gone out now and suggested that Darren Wilson, 5 years ago, almost to the day that we're talking right now, murdered a man in cold blood, is just utterly repugnant, despicable, foolhardy. And if that in the future causes somebody to shoot a cop or assassinate a cop, like we saw in Baton Rouge, and like we saw in New York City, and like we saw in Dallas just a couple years ago, gosh, if we're going to point fingers at the Oval Office at the White House, then we're going to point them at two senators that absolutely used the wrong term and knew what they were doing, Jeff.
Jimmy, I appreciate you being here. It is always great to get your insight, and we'll touch base again soon.
Sounds good, brother. Good talking to you. Talk soon.
Thank you, my friend. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent with the FBI. Tremendous insight into that Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York City. How is it possible for Jeffrey Epstein to have committed suicide if, in fact, that happened? And then the disgusting, vile comments from Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris accusing a police officer of murdering Michael Brown. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.